Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has warned Theresa May that if she wants to extend the deadline for Brexit, she needs to have a clear plan. You can't go forward by going round in circles, Sanchez said. He stressed that Mrs. May's deal is the best possible and the only viable option if the UK wants to leave the European Union, but stressed that Spain will always provide constructive solutions to promote an orderly exit. If the deal, which has been voted down twice, does not get through Parliament within the next 9 days, the UK wants an extension to Article 50 so as to avoid crashing out without a deal, which experts say would be disastrous for Britain and cause financial loss to its trading partners in the EU. Spain will listen to the UK's proposal, says Sanchez, but has made it clear that if Mrs. May wants an extension, she needs to make it clear what it's for and for how long. A British woman has been arrested on suspicion of strangling a homeless Romanian man to death. The 50-year-old suspect, who lives on Gran Canaria, was detained there along with a 43-year-old Spaniard yesterday morning. The 61-year-old victim, who used a wheelchair after having both of his legs amputated, was found dead on January the 11th. He was found strangled in an abandoned building where he'd been sleeping in San Bartolome in the south of Gran Canaria. Sources close to the case said the arrested woman, initially described as Irish by the police but British by court officials, was from Belfast. Police have not yet named her and have not revealed any relationship between the two suspects. A member of a crime gang who stole luxury cars from driveways has been jailed after he fled the UK mid-trial more than a year ago. Miles Bishop, who's 35, went on the run to Dubai and Russia before he was eventually detained in Spain. Yesterday morning, Bishop was finally brought back to the UK by officers from the Gwent police to begin a 7-year prison sentence for conspiracy to commit burglary and conspiracy to steal cars. He appeared at Cardiff Crown Court after fleeing the country in November 2017. And the Guardia Civil have arrested 21 people for cultivating and distributing narcotics under a network of cannabis associations on the Costa Blanca, including two British ringleaders. The unnamed British couple distributed marijuana and hashish through four cannabis associations in Torrevieja, which reportedly had a combined membership of 6,000. The Guardia also raided seven addresses in the city, including two private homes, and found €216,000 worth of narcotics, including three plantations of marijuana. Among the haul were cannabis derivatives, including cream chocolate spread, muffins, jelly beans, jams, lollipops, biscuits and honey. The authorities have refused bail for the British couple as the alleged ringleaders of the organisation, who will await charges of drug trafficking and criminal organisation. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.